The future is upon us.
It is.
Elon Musk has invented a thing that goes in a tube that goes real fast underground.
A Tesla in a tunnel.
A Tesla in a tunnel. And he says he can get us to go from downtown to O'Hare
in 12 minutes.
In 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do it, and he can get the whole project done in 3 weeks. If we just don't worry about it. Give him the money. Don't worry about it. So he invited a bunch of aldermen. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Or alder persons. After the first of the year, we have to refer to them as alder persons.
That's the new rule of state legislature. Gender non-specific.
He invited a bunch of alder persons from Chicago to try to convince them that this is really going to work. He invited them out to California to to one of the test tracks of the Boring Company,
mm-hmm.
which is the exact opposite of what it is. Because it's wacky. It ain't boring.
It's pretty exciting. You could say that.
I don't know what it does, but that anything Elon Musk does, it's not boring, but it may not work either. We don't know. But here's the thing. They dug a big hole in the ground, and then they put all of these alder peoples into a tube and shot them underneath the floor of the Southern California landscape.
Test tube. It was described as like a vacuum effect. But
well,
have a guy who knows.
One of our alder persons, our alder people, right here.
Our favorite alder person,
Matt O'Shea, is joining us. And you were in the tube, and you got shot through it. Was it good? Was it bad? How would you describe?
Did you throw up?
It was. I'll tell you how it was. Thanks for having me on, though, Anna. It's nice talking to you guys. We were in a Tesla. There was four people in the car, and we pulled onto like a platform, and then we were dropped down an elevator shaft very slowly to about 30 feet below grade into the tunnel, and then the tunnel's a little over a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Drove through the tunnel. I think our highest speed was about 50 miles an hour. So all told, it only took about a minute and a half, but it was a neat experience.
Yeah, but I get listen, if I go at the right time of day, I'm getting to O'Hare at exactly that same speed, too, on the Kennedy.
But what he was saying was that this is the concept and that the eventual one would go a lot faster and be a lot less bumpy.
Yeah. I mean, what they're saying or what he's saying he could do here is that 17-mile ride. They could do in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're a long way from that, but you know, experiencing the concept out in Los Angeles, and you know, he is in discussions with Washington D.C., with Las Vegas, and obviously Los Angeles. So I think, you know, this type of technology is. It's there.
I think a subway in Los Angeles is always a brilliant idea. When they first built the subway in Los Angeles, you're like, you know, you're on a fault line. You know that, don't you?
All the headlines, Alderman O'Shea, the Sun-Times Tribune say that the city's delegation emerged more convinced after testing it out that this transit system is the right fit for Chicago. Would you agree with that? You think it's the right thing?
I mean, this is definitely something we should explore. You know, I know everyone wants to talk about Elon Musk, because he's this eccentric, odd person. I mean, this guy talked several years ago about building an electric car, and people laughed him off. And, you know, we've got Tesla.
Yeah, and talk to some of the people who own Tesla and ask them if they're going to buy another one. But that's a separate issue. Go ahead.
And then he said, you know, hey, I'm going to build rocket ships, and everybody laughed. And I mean, SpaceX, his other... they've got 21 missions to the International Space Station.
Yeah, that's true.
We've got to, you know, we've got to give some credit to this guy for what he's accomplished. Are we there yet? No.
Well, okay. Well, let you. Okay, you said that twice now. Are we there yet? No. So, what do we have to do to get there?
You know, I think we need to further these discussions. I can't speak for my colleagues, but you know, it's something we should look at. This is about exploration. This is about moving forward. I think there's possibilities here, and I'm excited to hear more from them. It was nice to get out there and actually see it. to experience it. It wasn't what I would have to believe what the Boring Company wanted. The track wasn't as flat and as smooth as they would have wanted, but.
When I heard that, I thought to myself, why were they doing it like that?
Why would you just wait? Wouldn't you just wait?
Yeah, but maybe they thought Chicago, they'll fall for anything. We'll put them out on this one. We'll get those guys to come out.
We've ridden the L. Right. We know what that's like.
Did you see what Amazon did to Chicago? They'll fall for anything. I don't know how this ends. I mean, I don't mind the idea of a big public works project like that, and he says it's going to go fast. There are some logistical issues that are pretty big here that no one talks about, which is you have to have escape hatches in these tunnels every half mile or thousand yards, whatever it happens to be. And there's the issue with that is you got the contract work to buy that land from whoever actually presently owns it becomes its own sort of issue, unless you're going to follow already existing lines, go underneath all the already existing lines. Then you got some other issues there. But anyway, a lot to be discussed there. I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. I'm glad you're not one of the people who almost threw up.
You didn't get sick, yeah, Alderman O'Shea? Nothing?
No, it was riding in a car.
Oh.
You know?
Alderpersons are so
very tough people.
Some of them are tough, and some of them are just whiners. He's a present company accepted from that. He's not a whiner. He's a tough guy. But there are some others who came out of that like, oh Lord, I thought I almost died.
One reporter that the National Press said had actually gotten sick on this.
Oh
ride.
No. So, do you want to get in that thing?
Really?
They never named who it was, but a reporter got sick.
I would hope not. What a pansy. You went 50 miles an hour. I mean, come on.
Imagine if that was the first person in the car, and then all the rest of the Alder people had to get in the car afterwards. And like, hey, what is that? Ew. Ew. All right. Hey, Alderman, I want to change the subject very, very significantly here for a moment, because today, now you're the Alderman down in the southwest side of the city of Chicago, and two of Chicago's finest were lost this week, and both of whom will be, one today and one tomorrow, were being waked and then celebrated in church at St. Rita, and the city mourns for these two young Chicago police officers who lost their life, and this makes this year 2018 one of the deadliest in Chicago police history.
Yeah, it's been a rough year for the men and women in blue. Devastating. Both these officers resided here in our community. Not a lot of time on the job, but. You know, they were the real deal. They were the real police. They were out there Monday night answering the call and, attending Conrad Gary's funeral this morning. Father Brandt did a wonderful job capturing about who he was. A veteran, served in the United States Air Force, only been on the job a year, a young daughter. Just such a sad tragedy, and then I'm actually on my way over to Blake Lamb right now for Eduardo Marmoleo's wake this afternoon. Equally devastating.
Deeply devastating in America. A moment. America should take a pause for the Chicago Police Department, and Chicagoans should take a moment here over this holiday to remember those families in their prayers. Four Chicago police officers lost while doing their jobs this year alone, and then the number of others taking their own lives this year.
Right. The video of the children lined up along the funeral procession was just so moving. It was just so... really great to see the support for this family, and I know hopefully there'll be more support for years to come, because he had young families and very little time on the force, but it's a tough battle ahead for these families, you know, and just to see that support, I'm sure counts for something.
I have to believe it helps a little for these families, but yeah, we've got to do more, and it can't just be the next few weeks, and Ro, you know how hard the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation does to support our fallen families. We're lucky to have them.
Yeah, but without question. And they presented $60,000 checks each to the families just to get through these next few weeks of expenses, bringing family in, making sure all the funeral expenses are covered, and making sure that there's, you know, that those families don't have any immediate needs as all the rest of the economics work their way out here. And then the education for those children, as they were for the Bauer family. And now these three families that have all been lost in with quick succession here. In the last 8 weeks, we've lost 7 weeks. We've lost three other Chicago police officers with young children, mm-hmm. and all those children's educational expenses will be covered all the way through graduate school by the Police Memorial Foundation. So those families will not have to worry about that, which is really an amazing thing. So it's just a way to. So people should remember that, too, if you're doing any end-of-the-year charitable giving.
It's a great place to give. To,
CPMF, cpdmemorial.org is where you go for that. All right. Alderman, thank you. I'm sorry. You know, we're all sorry for Chicago's loss here, and specifically it affected your community directly, and our thoughts are with the community of Mount Greenwood tonight. Yeah. So thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, you guys. Happy holidays.
Yep, you too.